From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And this week's very important puzzler is the director of Swingers, The Bourne Identity, and the summer blockbuster starring Tom Cruise, Edge of Tomorrow. Our VIP is Doug Liman. And now to kick things off, please say hello to our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody.
Our first game is called He's Buck. So please welcome our contestants, Jason Marin and Caitlin Mitchell. Caitlin, do you have a favorite action hero, one that you always wanted to be, perhaps?
You know, I've thought a lot about this, actually.
Yeah.
And I think teleportation is a really important quality of a superhero.
Yeah.
And I think the only teleporting superhero is Nightcrawler from X-Men.
Oh.
So that's what I'm going to go with.
So you think the number one thing is just be able to get places fast?
Absolutely. I'm a New Yorker, so 100%.
Yeah, right. So you want what you can't have, basically. Right. Yeah, I get it. Jason, how about you?
Yeah, I'm a huge comic book dork, so I could just go through a huge list. But let's go with Scott Pilgrim. I think he's pretty awesome because he's a total dork.
Yeah? What's Scott Pilgrim's power?
He's the greatest fighter in the province.
Yeah, right. Canadian like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course he is. He's Canadian. So in this game, we're going to honor that iconic film quote from the first Terminator film, "I'll be back." Okay, I'm going to describe a person or word that rhymes with back, and all you have to say is, "I'll be blank." For an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung.
Hey, Ophira. Hey. So if we said you'll be a national consumer rail system that spans 21,000 miles across the United States, you'd respond, "I'll be Amtrak."
And to earn the point, you will actually have to give us your best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. So don't hold Bach. Don't have a panic attack. None of these jokes are working, so I'm going to move on. The winner of this round will move on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
Let's do it. You'll be a long-haired ox-like mammal with a lung capacity approximately 3 times that of cattle. Caitlin.
I'll be ox.
Jason, are you trying to steal? What do you got?
I'll be yak.
I'll be yak is what we were looking for. You went for a different bovine, but I'll be yak is the right answer. And I know you were like, I know 3 times the lung capacity. That was the bit of trivia, right? That you knew?
Right, that's right. All you do is you take all the ox-like mammals in your head, you sort them by lung capacity.
Right. I mean, how do you sort yours? I always do that.
That's how you do it. Yeah. You'll be a leader of the beat movement and write the book On the Road. Jason.
I'll be Jack Kerouac.
That's right. You will. You will.
You'll be in continuous publication from 1818, providing a compendium of knowledge on weather, home remedies, and gardening. Jason.
I'll be the Poor Man's Almanac?
I don't know which almanac. Just almanac?
We're looking for something specific. I think Caitlin has an idea.
I'll be the Farmer's Almanac. Ah,
there you go.
Poor Man's Almanac was Ben Franklin, I think.
The Poor Man's Almanac?
Yeah, well, I got that wrong.
You need to rate your almanacs by lung capacity.
Yeah. And
you're a clear liquid that's going to dry into a hard coating before forming a protective surface. Seriously, you are. You will be. You will be that thing.
You're hardening right now, it seems like.
Already seems pretty hard up here. Any hints over there?
No, you put it on wood?
Caitlin.
I'll be shellac.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice job, Caitlin.
Thank you.
You're going to be the class clown on the 70s television show Welcome Back, Cotter. Let me just wait for silence for a while. Yeah? Yeah? No? No.
Nope.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It was like 100 years before you guys were born, is that right?
Oh, Mr. Kata.
Yeah, that's my clue. Do it again. Or do it again.
Hey, how was it like? Ooh, Mr. Kata. Mr. Kata. You don't get that? No?
No.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it, all right?
Yeah, yeah. What else you
keep
got?
Doing it.
My dignity can only go so far.
Didn't he have a particular kind of laugh?
Was that one?
Anything? Anything?
Sorry.
No, nothing.
Sorry.
All right.
No, we're sorry.
We're the ones who are sorry.
All right, let's do a little ageism. Anyone out there?
Horseshack.
I'll be Horseshack. Yeah, that is something, yeah. Watch your nick at night closer.
All right, this is your last clue.
Great.
You'll be the flag of the United Kingdom. Jason.
I'll be Union Jack.
That's right. Art, how did our contestants do?
We're going to have to say hasta la vista to Caitlin because Jason is our winner.
Well done, both of you. And Jason, we will see you for our Ask Me One More final round coming at the end of the show.